There is a great darkness in the forest. And yes, sadness. Something happened here. Juno might never know for sure what that was, but her mind was full of dark imaginings. The senators were inside the hut, talking about the future, and presumably assuaging any last qualms they had about Galen's origins. Family was important to these people. Something moved behind her in the crisp Kashyyyk night. She glanced over her shoulder and saw Coda leaving the hut. He moved surely and confidently. He sensed her presence and came to stand beside her. Juno felt that he had specifically come looking for her. "You always knew who he was, didn't you?" she asked him. He nodded. "I suspected, yes." "Then why did you help us? After all the things we had done?" He hesitated. "When he came to me in the bar over Bespin, among all the dark thoughts in his head, I glimpsed one bright spot. One beautiful thing that gave me hope, and which he held on to, even at the end."
"What was it?"
He put a grandfatherly arm around her shoulder. "You know the answer to that question, Juno." She tightened her jaw so she wouldn't cry. Coda was right. She did know. And because she knew, the question, "Why me?" no longer had any power over her. "He's at one with the Force now," Coda said. And she knew that he was trying to comfort her in his own awkward way.
"Will he be remembered?" she asked.
"The princess has a suggestion you might like to hear."
He cocked his head, indicating the hut. She let herself be led by the blind Jedi through the gaping rent in the ruin's wall. The senators were gathered around a makeshift table, looking weary. They didn't look up as Coda and Juno entered.
"So," said Bail Organa to the others, "are we ready to finish what he started?"
The others nodded.
"Then at last, the Rebel Alliance is born. Here, tonight."
Relieved smiles greeted the announcement, but no cheers. This was a solemn moment, too. A lot of work and danger lay ahead for everyone in the room. Leia Organa spoke up. "We need a symbol to rally behind."
"Agreed,"
said Garmbel Iblis. The princess wiped dust from the table, revealing a family crest etched into the wood. A sleek, stylized raptor, with wings proudly upraised. A symbol of hope. Leia looked from her father to Mon Mothma and Garmbel Iblis, then glanced at Juno. Very slightly, she nodded in acknowledgement. Warmth blossomed in Juno's chest, and she nodded in return. Galen had done his best to save the galaxy from the Emperor, and in the process, saved himself from the dark side of the Force. The people in the room would rally behind his family's crest and continue the work that he had started. The first rebel. The one who had given them hope. And she, Juno, would never forget him either, or the example he had set for her. Empty of tears, she faced the future head on. She didn't need the Force to know that it was going to be a bumpy ride. This is Jonathan Davis. We hope you have enjoyed this production of Star Wars: The Force Unleashed by Sean Williams. This program was produced, directed, and abridged by Kevin Thompson. Executive producer, Dan Zitt. Star Wars: The Force Unleashed is a production of Lucasfilm Limited, copyright 2008. All rights reserved, used under authorization. Music composed by John Williams. Music published by Warner Tamerlane Publishing Corporation and Bantha Music. Music Master Production Copyright 2007, Lucasfilm Limited. This has been a Random House Audio presentation.